The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today, right here on Forever Young. If it's the first time you've come across our show, whether it be on the podcast platform, SiriusXM, or any of our traditional radio markets, we've been around here for well over two decades, and we always focus on a few particular topics, and that's always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about our show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, and make sure to sign up for our free newsletter.
That's right, Dr. Mark. We have pages upon pages on topics ranging from A to Z. We have tons of podcasts people can go and listen to in addition. And again, following that mission of our program, providing people with education that they understand so they can make a difference in their life and their family's life. And I'm being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Hey, Dr. Mark, how you doing today?
Doing well. How about you?
Doing good, thank you. It's always fun when, we get these shows out and we start educating people, and boy, do we have a big topic today, and no one knows that bigger than you because you have spent a lot of time on cultivating and putting together a brand new piece of material that we're going to cover today and be able to help people, and that's going to be largely focused on digestion, but we're really going to put an importance on the challenges people are facing when dealing with leaky gut. And you see that quite a bit in your office, don't you, Dr. Mark?
Oh, we really do. Very, very common. People of all ages, people of different health states. Yeah, it's a lot more common than people and a lot of doctors know.
Oh, absolutely. So we're going to cover that today. If you're new to the show, we always share a new piece of material off the health breakthroughs at America's Natural Doctor in the first segment. And we keep that for ourselves to kind of talk to you guys. Now, Dr. Mark, in preparation for, you know, our big show on leaky gut today, you put together a brand new article on the promise of prebiotics. Now, most people are very familiar with probiotics, but not many know about prebiotics. Would you mind sharing some with us?
Yeah, sure. Well, prebiotics are basically non-digestible compounds, usually non-digestible carbohydrates, found in foods, common foods people would be aware of, like asparagus, bananas, beans, for example, onions, peas, grains. And so what happens is these prebiotics provide nutrition or energy for the good bacteria in the gut. So it helps the good bacteria in your gut to flourish. And then this good gut bacteria, which is fed by the prebiotics, has a lot of important functions in the body, not just a healthy intestine and colon, but actually many other factors in the body, such as producing metabolites that help our cells produce energy, producing signals between the brain and causing balance within the body, hormone balance. So prebiotics, again, which you get in the diet, feed the good bacteria in the gut. So very important.
Yeah, and we hear a lot about fermentation when it comes to probiotics, but is that something that's very important too when we're talking about prebiotics?
You don't have to, no. I mean, you can get prebiotic compounds from different foods that have been fermented, but no, just eating the foods themselves will be worked on by the gut bacteria in the gut, and then you produce all these healthy metabolites, which also help to reduce inflammation and promote good immunity as well.
Right. And you reference in here SCFAs. Talk a little bit about that, Dr. Mark, and the benefits behind that.
Well, one of the compounds, the important compounds, science has shown that the prebiotics, by feeding the good bacteria, produce are called short-chain fatty acids. And these short-chain fatty acids get absorbed into the bloodstream, where they have different effects on the body. So research has shown that they help in the development of the nervous system in children and infants. They help all of us with learning, recall, and memory, a better immune response. Improved cholesterol levels, help us to break down fat, improve calcium absorption, help with collagen formation. They reduce the risk of skin conditions like eczema. So you can see there's a wide variety of very important functions that these short-chain fatty acids produce. And again, when our gut bacteria ferments the prebiotics, they produce these short-chain fatty acids.
It's so interesting how the body works. Now, most people, because of the way they eat, Dr. Mark, they're not, you know, they're having some issues. That's what we're talking about, leaky gut and digestion today. But how much of this is really an issue where people are maybe eating too much sugar, too much carbohydrate? What's really leading to some of these issues and why we're even doing a show like that?
Yeah, you're right. The average American is eating fast foods, high sugar foods, not healthy fats. And basically, they're creating what we call dysbiosis, an imbalance in the gut bacteria. And as a result, the type of bacteria that you're forming that are flourishing in the gut, they don't produce these health-promoting compounds like short-chain fatty acids. They're actually producing compounds which interfere with energy production, which increase inflammation, which worsen immunity and inflammation. And so the average person is low in these short-chain fatty acids and other compounds you would get from, again, eating the prebiotic foods in the diet.
Yeah, that's so well said. And it makes sense when you explain it, but it's interesting unless somebody like you equates that and breaks it down to people to be able to understand that. People just keep eating the way they do and suffering with these digestive problems. So today we're really going to talk about it. We're going to do the real truth about leaky gut and other digestive issues. So make sure you stay with us. If you want to read the article that we just went over with you, it's very easy. Go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, click on the health breakthroughs, and click on the promise of prebiotics. Stick with us when we come back. More on your health, but you can always learn more at americasnaturaldoctor.com.
Research shows that Asian cultures enjoy greater health and longevity when compared to Western cultures, in large part to their omega and antioxidant-rich diet of sea plants. They enjoy enhanced immune health, increased energy, less joint stiffness, healthier hair, skin, and nails, and more balanced body weights because sea vegetables have more natural nutrients compared to land vegetables. Most Americans don't have access to this nutrition until Sea Veg, a daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 vitamins and minerals derived from sea plants. Sea Veg is the leader in harvesting of sea plants from the remaining pristine waters of the North Atlantic, providing an easy way to get all those nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas for adults, children, and pets. Get Sea Veg today by calling 855-627-9929. That's 855-627-9929 or at buyseaveg.com. That's buyseaveg.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you so much for joining us each and every week right here on Forever Young Radio, featuring America's Natural Doctor. Again, if you get lost along the way, we put together a very great website for you. It is americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can learn more about us, listen to past podcasts, sign up for that newsletter, like Dr. Mark said, and read some of the health breakthroughs. Dr. Mark, when we do shows like this, it's very important. You know, some people who don't have digestive issues just think, what's the big deal about digestion? Or, you know, why does this person complain about their stomach or all of these different ailments all the time? But if you're someone who is directly dealing with these digestive problems, especially like leaky gut, it is a very big event in your life. It can change many different things. So I'm hoping we can focus on that today. So my biggest question, my deep thinking thought for today is, does the health of your gut directly affect whether you're healthy or sick? And I think that's a big question to start with, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, and I think the literature shows very clearly, absolutely, the health of your gut does directly affect whether you're healthy or sick. In other words, if you don't have a healthy digestive system, and I think today we'll probably focus more on the small intestine, but it's all interconnected, There's no way that you can have good health. And there's many reasons for that. The one obvious reason is that that's where you absorb your nutrients. So if you have problems in your gut and your small intestine and you don't have, you know, proper absorption, then you're going to end up with nutrient problems. And you see this as a good example of more serious diseases like Crohn's disease, for example, where the small intestine is damaged and you get malabsorption problems. You end up with a lot of nutritional deficiencies, low in protein and other things. But it goes way beyond that for even people that don't have those conditions. If your gut's unhealthy, you have more inflammation in the body, studies show, because your gut health directly affects every organ and cell in your body because we have a connection between the gut and the bloodstream. And obviously what gets into the bloodstream then can get to any cell or organ in the body. As well, most of our immune system is in our gut. They call it the gut-associated lymphoid tissue. And so if you have problems in your gut and you're getting an abnormal immune response in the gut, then you create an inflammatory response, not just locally in the digestive tract, but systemically as well. And science has shown us beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is happening with a lot of people.
And our goal is to help you navigate through this because I think, Dr. Mark, and why I'm so grateful that you put together the new book we're going to cover today, is that a lot of the information and research out there from years ago, there's been a lot of changes that have gone on within this because of naturopathic medical doctors like you reading the research, following the research, and then implementing it because you have patients who rely on you. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But I think for people who aren't very well versed on health, unless they have a health event, they often don't know what's going wrong. So I think to truly understand what goes wrong with digestion, it's important to understand how it works.
Yeah, well, there's quite an intricately designed system for the digestion of food. And I'll just cover the basics, but you could, you know, well, there's been whole volumes of books written on this. But essentially, as people know, they see food, they smell food, they think about food. That actually right there caused the brain to release messengers, which get the digestive organs going. So then we chew our food, it mixes with saliva, which helps to break down fats and carbohydrates, goes into our stomach, where stomach acid and pepsin helps to liquefy the food, especially breaks down protein bonds, into amino acids. And then as the broken down food goes into the small intestine, that's where our pancreas releases digestive enzymes to break down proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. As well, our liver gallbladder produces and stores and releases bile to break down fat. And so then in our small intestine, when food's broken down properly, we get the absorption through the small intestine into the bloodstream. That's where most things are absorbed. The material then goes down to the colon. And in the colon, you do get the reabsorption of certain things like water, for example. And then the waste material, of course, goes out the rectum. So that's kind of a simplified version of our digestive system.
Great. And when we started this, you started talking about the small intestine and some of the, you know, roles that it may play as a gatekeeper. I think it allows nutrients like fats, proteins, and starches and other things like vitamins and minerals to pass through the wall. But does it also distribute that throughout the body? I mean, most people don't put a lot of merit on the small intestine, but it does a lot of jobs, especially when we're talking about this, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, that's true. So like you said, of course, we've got to absorb the nutrients through the small intestine, the fats, proteins, starches. Without those, you know, you couldn't live. But you also need essential vitamins and minerals and fatty acids. You need those to live as well. And the other thing that happens, though, your small intestine is a gatekeeper, like you said, and it prevents harmful substances from being absorbed into your bloodstream. So these would be things like certain bacteria and bacteria breakdown products that shouldn't absorb into the bloodstream. And if they absorb through, then that causes problems in many places in the body. So it does act like a gatekeeper. That is true. So if your small intestine becomes irritated, inflamed, damaged, then you get absorption problems, but you also get immune system and inflammation problems, not just locally, but throughout the whole body.
Right. I read something that you wrote, Dr. Mark, that really kind of stuck with me. I think when people hear about leaky gut, they're just in their mind, they're just wondering, okay, something's leaking in the gut. But you wrote something, as a result, bacteria and undigested foods leak into the bloodstream. Now, I can't imagine that would be a good thing.
Right, exactly. And so the body, as it would normally, sees these proteins and particles that shouldn't absorb through to be as foreign invaders. And then you get an immune response. And that involves a lot of different immune cells, but it includes, you know, white blood cells. It includes inflammatory chemicals. People may have heard of the term cytokines, which are inflammatory chemicals. And so you get an inflammatory response. And that not only can result in further damage to the digestive system, as well as symptoms in the digestive system, but systemic symptoms, so things people may not think about coming from the digestion, like fatigue, joint pain, muscle pain, headache, mood problems, focus problems, autoimmune problems, and so the list goes on and on.
Yeah, so when you're putting together the digestion chronic illness leak, it's more than just immune system. I mean, hormonal imbalances, different things like that. But Dr. Mark, people have been hyper-focused in the last 2 years on supporting the protector, the immune response. So what happens when we're dealing with something like leaky gut? Can it impact our immunity?
Well, no doubt about it. There's been a tremendous amount of literature on leaky gut syndrome, we call it, which is really increased intestinal permeability. There's been a lot of literature in terms of, number one, autoimmune conditions. So just for example, there's good literature showing that people who have leaky gut are more likely to have issues with rheumatoid arthritis. But there's all sorts of different autoimmune conditions we know connected to leaky gut. There's been studies on Hashimoto's thyroiditis, the most common cause of low thyroid, where your immune system attacks your thyroid tissue, and many, many other autoimmune conditions. And that's why holistic doctors like myself, if someone has an autoimmune condition, you've got to look at the health of the gut. But also people with weak immunity, if you have leaky gut syndrome, you're wasting a lot of immune power on the immune system attacking what is being perceived as foreign invaders instead of working with all the microbes that we're exposed to. And so that causes issues as well. In terms of having a weak immune system, you can get infections more easily.
Wow, and nobody's wanting to do that. Everybody's trying to take their supplements, eat right, exercise. And again, some of these things that are playing in the background, people aren't aware of. And that's why we do shows like this. Why do people even develop leaky gut? Does it just have to be that they've eaten poorly and maybe not taken care of themselves? Or are there other things that could potentially lead to that?
Yeah, well, there definitely is a number of things which cause leaky gut syndrome. And that's why it's so common. Number one, starting with the diet. We talked a bit about that. But a processed diet, a diet high in sugar, creates inflammation, gut health problems. But there's also a lot of literature which I cite in terms of gluten. People are sensitive to gluten or allergic to gluten. That damages the intestine as well. The other big one, which has been well studied, is medications, pharmaceutical medications. It's been shown that there are dozens upon dozens of drugs which damage the gut and cause changes in the gut bacteria. The most notorious for leaky gut would be the NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, such as ibuprofen, acetaminophen, things like aspirin. They actually directly damage the small intestine lining. Acid reflux medications are known to cause problems in the intestinal health. Antibiotics. And then we have, common treatments for cancer like chemotherapy and radiation. That's been shown in studies to also damage the small intestine, cause leaky gut. And then one that a lot of people deal with is alcohol consumption or just the effects of stress. Chronic stress will damage the small intestine lining, studies show.
Then let's be honest, we've all been overly stressed. Not knowing the direction of our world and where we're going to go. So, you know, in addition, if you've already had problems with that and then you're dealing with it, not sleeping, this is a major problem, especially for people who are trying to boost that immune response and they have all these things against them, Dr. Mark. This is something they really need to take care of.
Oh, yeah, it's fundamental to health. If you have problems with the leaky gut, which, you know, we estimate about 80% of people do to some degree, it is bringing your health down. It's making you susceptible to disease, or it's making it difficult to recover from health conditions that you have.
Yeah, and we want to avoid that. So again, listeners, you can go to our website. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. On the homepage, you're going to see a button that says The Real Truth About Leaky Gut. On there, you can download this wonderful PDF book. It is a downloadable book that Dr. Mark has put together for you, the listener, and for many of his readers at the Health Breakthroughs. Feel free to go and check that out. And when you have a moment, again, you just click on it, you can order it, and it is delivered to your email. When we come back, we're going to talk more. I'm going to pick Dr. Mark's brain about the gluten glitch that he spoke of and some of the other things that we really need to take a look at when we're trying to deal with these issues surrounding leaky gut. Be right back after the break.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com. Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful program today with Dr. Mark Stengler, America's Natural Doctor, talking all about digestion, really highlighting leaky gut syndrome, what that means, what's occurring in the body, ways it can degrade immunity and other areas of our life. And if you're already dealing with an autoimmune condition, this is something you really want to get under control. And mainstream just isn't talking about it enough. And if they are, it's a little bit antiquated. So today we're giving you some practical information and sharing all with you this new book Dr. Mark has put together. Now, Dr. Mark, can't do shows without talking about food. We always talk about food. I'm sure there's foods, as you alluded to, that we want to avoid, but there are some gut healing foods that you highlighted within this new book you put out. Can you share a little bit about that?
Well, sure. As we kind of mentioned earlier, I definitely get into the science and the prebiotic-rich foods, which, as we mentioned, feed the good bacteria of the gut. And then we have a section on probiotics. Probiotics, you know, of course, contain the good bacteria which feed the gut health. And actually, your microbiome throughout the whole body. There's many different areas of the body that have a microbiome, including, for example, like your liver, your skin, your urinary tract, your mouth. And so probiotic-rich foods, people know about yogurt, but we have foods like kombucha, kefir, sauerkraut. You got some of the soft cheeses, some of the traditional Japanese foods like tempeh and natto. And so those types of foods are very, very important for giving you a healthy small intestine lining. And so then we have the essential fatty acids. So omega-3 fatty acids like you find in cold water fish like salmon or herring or sardines, flax seeds, walnuts, they promote intestinal health as well, studies show. So that's very important. Yeah, there's been a lot of research, Kelly, on the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet's been shown in several studies to promote a healthy microbiome and to help promote a healthy gut lining. And so it's the most well-studied diet in terms of promoting gut health, and it is something I use quite a bit with patients.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you're seeing these people face-to-face. I think a lot of people putting content out there, they've never seen a patient, they've never run blood work, they've never had to get that person out of that situation. And you have a really good success rate there at the Stengler for Integrative Medicine. And so I love that you put these things together, like the real truth about leaky gut. And putting it in there, Dr. Mark, you went a step further. And again, I just want to highlight it because I know this took a tremendous amount of work. You actually put recipes in this new book. Again, it's a PDF deliverable download on prebiotics and probiotic recipes. So it's a great way for people if they're trying to re-strategize the way they eat, the foods they're putting in. Let's move on to another section, the gluten glitch. You mentioned it in the last segment. How does gluten, or potentially how can gluten play a role in people dealing with leaky gut?
Well, research shows that the proteins in gluten, especially the high amounts of gluten that Americans get, it's hard for the body to break down. So you don't break down those proteins and gluten. Time gets to the small intestine. not being broke down well enough, it creates problems. It creates damage to the lining of the small intestine. We have these special surfaces called villi where the absorption takes place. It actually damages these special absorptive cells. And this has been very well studied in celiac disease, where people have the damage of the small intestine, the villi where the absorption takes place. But we also know now in research that people who have non-celiac gluten sensitivity, which is most people, because about a little less than 1% of the world's population have celiac disease, but depending on what reference you look at, 25 to maybe 90% of people have gluten sensitivity. Seems to be more of a problem in America, again, because of our processed grains, the amount of gluten people get, the type of gluten. So we do find when we test patients, it is very common for people to have gluten sensitivity. And what they've done in research is they can measure a certain protein in the gut that our gut, our small intestine, releases when it's being damaged. It releases a certain protein called zonulin, which the body uses to help regulate the small intestine absorption. And so you can see when a lot of people eat gluten, this level goes up in response to damage that's occurring. So this is all very scientific.
Yeah, absolutely. And then speaking about the science, Dr. Mark, how does one, you know, really determine if they have leaky gut? Should people test for it? What are ways to kind of find out what's going on if you're dealing with something and you're not feeling good and you suspect it's leaky gut?
Yeah, there are ways to quantify this. There are stool tests that we use and other practitioners which measure that zonulin level, like I talked about. But we also have more extensive blood tests with specialty labs, and we actually measure different zonulin levels to see if our body is mounting a response to the leaky gut. We measure a substance called LPS. I won't get into the details, but it's a coating of certain bacteria which should not absorb across your small intestine into your bloodstream. So when we see it in your blood, we know you're having leaky gut. You're having malabsorption. So those are some ways people can test it. But, you know, if you have chronic digestive problems, Crohn's disease, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, you've got a lot of food sensitivities, you've taken a lot of pain medications, antibiotics, a high sugar diet, you have chronic health conditions that don't seem to respond to treatments. I mean, you got to be highly suspicious. You probably have leaky gut syndrome going on.
Right. Underneath the shop button, there's a button for at-home test. There is an intestinal permeability test on there, Dr. Mark. Would that be something if somebody was really curious, if they weren't currently working with a naturopathic medical doctor or an MD, would they be okay taking that at-home test and getting really good conclusive information?
Oh, definitely. That's the test I use with patients. So people do have access to that test.
Wow, that's a pretty big deal. And then they can do it. They send it out. They get the results back to themselves. And again, just a clearer picture if they're wondering. Now, Dr. Mark, before we go to the break, I want to talk to you about something, because we always encourage people to get rid of, you know, certain carbohydrates, really watch and modify the amounts of sugar that are put into the body. I mean, last week we ran a huge show on yeast issues, candida, fungi, different things like that. A lot of it is brought on by sugar and, again, medications like you alluded to, Dr. Mark. But when people go from a sugar and then they move to some of those different colored packets on tables, that's not really good for the microbiome in the gut either, is it, Dr. Mark? Can you shed some light on that for the listeners who maybe are going crazy putting 20 pink packets into one drink?
Yeah, no, that's true. They have done research on the artificial sweeteners, the common ones that people use. And this is actually research published in Frontiers Nutrition, so very mainstream. And they showed that these non-natural sweeteners actually contribute to gut dysbiosis. And again, that's the imbalance between the bacteria. So you're basically feeding the bad bacteria, not the good bacteria, and crowding out the good bacteria. So that leads to leaky gut. So that is a problem. And of course, also in the category of sugars, which we briefly mentioned before, was alcohol. And so alcohol, when you consume too much of it, especially if you're not, you know, consuming it with food, there's been many studies showing that it damages the gut and increases gut permeability. And that's been very well studied.
Right. And are there other things that we could potentially work into people that they do want to add some kind of a sweetener? Is there like monk fruit, xylitol? Is there anything that you do recommend to people out there?
Yeah, I think that those are the ones I like the most. I like the monk fruit probably at the top. Xylitol, a lot of people do well with. Stevia in general is good. It's probably not as good as the first two, but those are some options for people.
Right. And if you are going to use xylitol, be very careful how much you're going to use. I think people get confused. It is a 7-chain carbon type of sugar, so it's much less. People who have diabetes can generally tolerate it. But I've seen people put a couple of scoops in And that's a little too much. It goes a long way, Dr. Marco. You're going to do a colon cleanse you didn't prepare for. Have you seen that as well?
Yeah. It's, you know, any types of fiber, people have to have their gut get used to it. And so it's best to start with a smaller amount and work your way up.
And I'm glad you brought up fiber. Fiber was another section that you put in the book there. I think it was right after sweeteners. How imperative is the fiber connection that people are getting? I think a lot of people rely on a chocolate bar to get fiber in the marketplace. And there's so many other wonderful ways. I've even used your fiber wellness, and that has really kept me going in the right direction versus, you know, relying on other things like a sweet treat, you know, that's being marketed to consumers.
Yeah, well, it's a big problem because we know studies show that only about 5% of the U.S. population consumes enough fiber. And obviously, you get the fiber in fruits and vegetables, and even more so vegetables. And so really, the amount you need for optimal health is closer to like 35 grams. And we talk about that in the book and the different types of fiber. But the point being is studies have shown that dietary fiber does either improve leaky gut if you get enough of it, or if you don't get enough of it, people develop problems with leaky gut. And this has been studied. So it's very, very important that people get in their diet, or they get it in the whole food supplements or from fiber supplements if you can't get enough from your diet. Because basically what happens is the fiber feeds, again, the good bacteria in the gut. And when you have good levels of good bacteria, you're going to have a healthier small intestine lining.
Very well said. And I love that you gave a number, because I think that's another, we can do a whole show on fiber because people don't know how much they should be striving for each and every day. I think in a way they know how much protein they should get. They know, you know, try to minimize this certain section, only get healthy fats. But fiber is just not talked about enough out there. And it's so interesting how many people have regularity issues or stomach issues. And you wonder, like you said, Dr. Mark, if it's a driving factor. We're going to head out to the break. But again, check out our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can learn more about the real truth about leaky gut right there on our homepage. And there's some additional articles underneath the health breakthroughs that really kind of talk about this situation and other digestive issues. So feel free to spend some time there. We'll be right back after the break.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, Pure Whey C with a 12-hour retention, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, so grateful that you join us, covering leaky gut, really deciphering what's going on within the body if you're dealing with that, telling you about the misconceptions out there that maybe people aren't educated enough about, and hammering down the real truth about leaky gut with America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler. Dr. Mark, before we went to the break, we talked about the importance of fibers, maybe some sweeteners you might want to avoid, how gluten can potentially cause some, you know, problems, or even some of the healing foods for the gut that we reference in the book, The Real Truth About Leaky Gut. Now, I want to move on a little bit, Dr. Mark, because, again, you've been in private practice over 26 years. And one, I think it's very interesting. I wonder if all those years ago, if anybody was even talking about the microbiome, was that something that happened, Dr. Mark, back then, or was it the gut really didn't matter?
Well, in nutrition and holistic medicine, yes, we were talking about it, but you really saw little to nothing about it in conventional medicine.
Right. So you really had to continue to train, continue to read research, do different things out there so you can better help your patients. And then that got you to get into some protocols and what led you to put this together, The Real Truth About Leaky Gut. So when somebody comes into your office, Dr. Mark, say you've already ran the test and it's confirmed they have leaky, what are the protocols in place? Do you immediately say, okay, I want you to eliminate these foods, start incorporating this, and then maybe add like a supplement regimen throughout to kind of help them throughout this inflammatory process of kind of rewiring that intestinal tract and the microbiome?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We usually put them on, it depends on the patient. Quite often we'll use our modified Mediterranean diet. We'll give them ideas to get those prebiotics and probiotics in like we do in our recipes, which, by the way, they are recipes for the average person to use. They're not, you know, they're not recipes you got to spend hours creating or anything like that with regular foods. But yes, we usually also give them some of the key supplements which help with small intestine regeneration. You know, Kelly, our body is designed for regeneration within parameters. And so in the small intestine, we actually have stem cells in our small intestine cells called enterocytes, which help with regeneration. So if you give the right nutrition, the right environment to the small intestine, you can create a healthy small intestine and heal up that leaky gut. That we do know. So often, almost always, I will put people on supplements because they want to get better faster. They want to feel better faster. So that's what we do. So often I use a powder that has aloe extract in it. It has licorice extract, DGL licorice, so you don't have to worry about blood pressure, and glutamine. And so the aloe and the DGL licorice, they're anti-inflammatory to the intestinal lining, so they reduce inflammation. They promote mucus lining healing. Now, especially the DGL licorice, that's been shown to help regenerate the natural mucus layer, not just the stomach, but the small intestine, which is very important for intestinal health. So you want to be able to do that. And then glutamine is actually a fuel source that our cells of the small intestine and our large intestine use to become healthier. And so then you improve absorption. Also, I'll use quercetin, our quercetin wellness product, because that's been shown in studies to reduce inflammation, not just in the body, but in the small intestine. You know, and our small intestine does release histamines as part of an inflammatory response. And quercetin is a great way to reduce the inflammatory response in the gut and in the body. And then you repair the intestinal cells where the absorption takes place.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you something real quick, Dr. Mark, about quercetin, because we get a lot of questions about it, because there's so many different ones in the marketplace, right? You might see a traditional quercetin with bromelain, you might just see a standalone quercetin, and then you see something that you have in your quercetin wellness, which is the quercetin phytosome. What's the delivery system? How is all these quercetins kind of different out there? I know it's a flavonoid, but if I'm remembering right, some of them are very hard to absorb. And if you're already having digestive issues, you may not want to, go down that path. Can you just speak to that real quick, if you don't mind, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, that's true. Regular quercetin, we've known for many years, it's just not very well absorbed. So we used to have to give people mega doses of it to try and get a therapeutic effect. But now with the quercetin phytosome, like in the quercetin wellness, studies show your blood levels go up to 20 times. And that's important because then you get that antihistamine, that natural anti-allergy, natural anti-inflammatory effect at a therapeutic level, which is, you know, very, very important when you're using quercetin. And as well, quercetin has been shown in published studies to improve the intestinal barrier function, as we call it, and it enhances healing of the intestinal cells. So this has been researched.
Now, Dr. Mark, when I was reading your new PDF book, I was very shocked to read collagen protein for gut health. I've always thought about collagen for the connective tissues, the joints, on my skin, but I never really thought about it for gut health. Can you talk a little bit more about that, please?
Yeah, it is interesting. People use collagen for different purposes, but research has shown that collagen proteins or peptides can repair the intestinal mucosa. And that includes what we call the tight junctions, the junctions that should be tight between your small intestinal cells. And so, yeah, collagen can be one of the supplements people can use for healing the gut lining.
Yeah, that's great, Dr. Mark. Again, I love that you put that out there and you shared it with it because, again, understanding the value of each. Now, we can't do a leaky gut conversation without talking about probiotics. So let's talk about why some of these key probiotics can really help people when they're trying to deal with leaky gut as well.
Well, a good probiotic is essential because good probiotics do a few things. First of all, they help to reduce inflammation in the small intestine. Number two, they also actually involve in the digestive process in the digestive tract. I think the biggest thing, Kelly, with probiotics is a lot of the probiotics that people use, and people are not aware of it, they don't have strains that have been studied in humans, so they don't really know, how beneficial that they will be. But a good probiotic definitely can accelerate healing up leaky gut. And if you're one of these people that has fungal overgrowth, maybe you have some bacteria that shouldn't be in your intestines, maybe you have some parasites you're unaware of. I mean, our body uses these good probiotics to crowd out these bad guys that shouldn't be there in our intestines. And when you crowd them out, get rid of them, then that allows the intestines to heal because these bad bugs actually promote inflammation.
Yeah, I noticed, Dr. Mark, that two of the four that you recommend deal with just inflammatory factors in that state. So I can tell that's really what's causing the issue. And then you put together a wonderful product that you've had for years, and that's digestive wellness. Now, tell me a little bit about that. Is that more of an enzyme type of a breakdown? Share with the listeners why you incorporated that one.
Yeah, digestive wellness we use a lot. People with all sorts of different digestive problems, but especially leaky gut, because we're going right up at the top, where you should break food down before it gets to the small intestine. So for people that have been under stress, people on these PPI inhibitors for acid reflux, all these reasons why people have poor digestion, we're basically assisting the body in breaking those foods down better. And so when it gets to the small intestine, you're not creating intestinal damage and you're improving absorption and you're supplying better nutrition to the small intestine. You know, our small intestine needs nutrients as well. Studies show that like vitamins A and vitamin D, amino acids like glutamine, which I mentioned, our small intestine uses those to create healthy cell turnover and to help regenerate healthy intestinal cells. So we need good nutrition as well for the small intestine.
That's a really good point, Dr. Mark. And then say somebody's coming in, they have that, you put them on this protocol of quercetin, allo-DGL, a good probiotic, digestive wellness. Is this something they're going to have to stay on for the rest of their life? Or as they clean up their diet, they get the inflammatory state back under control, then what is the course of action? How do you normally handle that, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, it depends how a person's doing. But if someone has like a moderate to severe case, they really should be on this protocol for at least 2 months. 4 months would be better. And it just depends what else is going on. If they're following a healthy diet, their stress levels aren't high, and they're not on medications which damage, their intestine, they may not need to take it or take it regularly after that. However, if you have ongoing chronic health problems, you're on medications, you don't have your diet under control, and most people will find this to be effective, the supplements, then, they may need to maintain it indefinitely. It just depends, what else is going on with them.
And Dr. Mark, as we wrap up today, the real truth about leaky gut, again, people can go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, learn more about it on the homepage, how you can get a copy of this, additional information if you want to do the protocol. Is there any words of encouragement that you have for the people out there that have potentially been dealing with leaky gut for some time?
Yeah, I'd encourage them to check out the ebook we have on leaky gut, The Truth About Leaky Gut Syndrome, at americasnaturaldoctor.com, because there's a good chance you do have a problem with it. It's causing health issues, and it's so fundamental. It's healing the body from the inside out. So if you don't address it, you're really just kind of going around the issues as to why your health isn't getting better. So it is something that people can be helped with quickly, again, with the right foods and the right supplements.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mark. Thank you for caring and putting this wonderful ebook together for consumers so they can purchase it and get that plan into action. But again, just continuing to research and, educate yourself so you can help the good listeners out there and you can continue to help your patients. Big pat on the back, Dr. Mark.
Hey, thank you, Kelly.
You got it. And listeners, that does it for our show today. Again, anything you need, americasnaturaldoctor.com. We hope you have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.